Hello and welcome back. I'm Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold on America Weekend. You know, people are fascinated with the paranormal, with psychic abilities, and with the concept of the afterlife. Often associated, though, with people who are, I would say, maybe not quite up to par. What if I introduced you to an Oxford-educated attorney who's also a well-known psychic? Mark Anthony, known as the Psychic Lawyer, has just published a new book, Evidence of Eternity. Mark has been featured on many media outlets. Welcome, Mark, to America Weekend.
Thank you, Valerie. It's great to be here.
Well, I am fascinated with what you do. I love the name, the Psychic Lawyer, first of all. It says it all.
Yes, it sort of does.
It says it all. So tell me how you became involved with psychic phenomena. How did this all start?
It runs in my family, on both my mother's and my father's side of the family. It's a recessive trait. And when two parents have a recessive trait, it's very likely that one of their children will have that. That happens to be me. So for generations, in both sides of the family, people have been able to perceive spirits, and in the case of my mother, foretell future events.
So are you telling me this is a hereditary feature?
It is. That's one of the concepts I discuss in Evidence of Eternity, is that there's many things that are hereditary. I mean, there's a reason that we look like our parents. Certain attributes and skills are hereditary. Intelligence is. Certain diseases are. And psychic ability appears to be one of those.
So for you, as a young man, as a boy, when did this begin? When did you realize you had this, what should we say, gift?
Gift, ability, anomaly. I was about four years old, and I started talking to my invisible friends, which on one hand is not all that strange, except that my parents could see them as well. And I'll never forget my mother saying, "Oh, no," and my dad going, "Oh, geez," because on one hand, it's a wonderful thing, but in the era that they were raised, it was highly stigmatized. Mm-hmm. So they were very, very good about it with me, and they just said, "Just don't talk about it outside of the house."
So how does this manifest, really, for you? Tell me a typical day and how this ability integrates into your life.
A typical day growing up or a typical day now?
Let's take it now.
Okay. Well, people seek me out from all over the world for my ability to tune in to the frequency that I refer to as the other side. So the nice thing about what I can do, Valerie, is I can turn it on and turn it off. If you don't put your guard up, then spirits are going to bombard you 24/7, not because they're trying to be malicious or malevolent, but because they like to be able to contact with us. But they will respect our parameters if you say, "I'm not doing this now." So in my law practice, I use my intuitive ability to gain insights into cases, people, and situations. In my work as a medium, it is also about evidence by making a connection between someone here in our world and a deceased loved one on the other side.
So you utilize this in your law practice. What kind of law do you practice?
I've been a criminal defense and personal injury trial attorney. I've also been a prosecutor. I find it useful particularly in selecting juries because when people are on a jury panel prior to trial, both the prosecution and the defense get to ask questions because what we want to get, Valerie, is a fair and impartial jury. And a lot of times people are reluctant to be forthcoming with their feelings. They don't want to admit that, gee, just because this guy's under arrest, he must be guilty. And so it can lead to me getting people to open up.
This is fascinating, I have to tell you. Absolutely fascinating on so many levels. Because people really want to understand what you experience if we can't do it ourselves. You mentioned earlier, Mark, that spirits bombard you. What I don't understand is how do they know you're the guy?
Apparently, spirits are sensitive to frequency. In other words, they're aware that I can perceive them. And I explain the physiology behind spirit communication in Evidence of Eternity everybody in the world is capable of a mediumistic experience or a psychic experience where you get a premonition. I mean, Valerie, you have women's intuition, right?
I do have a lot of intuition, yes.
Right. Do you know any of your girlfriends, colleagues that are female not have women's intuition?
No, I think it exists for everybody.
Exactly. And men, too. It's just, you know, we have to couch it in terms of instinct, you know, because you know, that's a Denzel or a Harrison Ford type of attribute is instinct as opposed to intuition. And the fact of the matter is we all have the same physiology. We all have a pineal gland in the brain, which appears to be the epicenter of psychic and paranormal activity. Except it's not paranormal. It's normal. It's just that some people are better at it than others. Some people are better athletes, some are better musicians, some are better engineers, and some people are more psychically inclined.
So you also utilize this ability in a way as a grief counselor, it seems to me, right?
Absolutely. Communication with a loved one on the other side is a very important and therapeutic step in the journey through grief for a number of reasons. I think the biggest fear, Valerie, is that when a loved one dies, there's this thought that they've disintegrated into nothingness, and everything that he or she was has completely ceased to exist. And for a lot of people, for most people, that's absolutely terrifying. And the point of mediumship, or as I refer to it as interdimensional communication, because that's what we're doing, we're communicating with a different dimension, a different realm, lets people understand that life is everlasting. And so then not only is it a reassurance that your loved one lives on, it also helps to validate our belief systems. Because every major religion, every major belief system in the world teaches that the soul, the spirit, pre-exists the body, comes into the body. When the body no longer functions, the spirit moves on. And similarly, one of the concepts that I'm teaching is that faith and science are not mutually exclusive. And the second law of thermodynamics and physics states, energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred from one form to another.
So if that's the case, which a lot of people believe to be true as well, what happens after the body dies? Where do these people, where does the energy, the spirit go?
Think of our world as AM radio, amplitude modulation, and the other side is FM modulation. So basically they go from AM to FM. I mean, I know I'm making that very simplistic, but the other side appears to be another dimension that coexists with ours. And this isn't a woohoo airy-fairy concept. If you look at the string theorists in theoretical physics, everyone from Albert Einstein all the way through Stephen Hawking, there isn't just a universe, there are several multiverses. And in the past, let's say 25 to 30 years, there are what's known as the dark matter theorists. And what dark matter is, it comprises over 90% of our universe. In other words, we are only capable of perceiving with our eyes or our technology 10% of what's really out there. So the other side being in another dimension, it's pure consciousness, it's pure energy, and it's moving at a higher vibration than ours. And what spirits do is they kind of bring it down. Let me make it real easy. FM radio dial. Our station, our world, our vibration is 88.5. The other side is 107.9. In order to obtain spirit contact, I have to, or somebody in a dream state, or when they get a mediumistic impression, they move their frequency up to 101.3. And the spirit world, they're able to see that this is happening. They move their vibration down to 101.3, and you get a frequency match, and therein becomes the spirit contact.
It sounds very scientific.
Absolutely. Nothing happens for no reason at all. There's a delivery system for everything. And that's what I am doing in Evidence of Eternity, my new book, is removing the fear and superstition from spirit communication and explaining this on the basis of science, theoretical physics, human physiology, theology, belief systems, and evidence.
So you wrote the book for this great reason. For the layperson, what do you want them to take away from Evidence of Eternity?
That life is everlasting, and there's nothing to be afraid of spirit communication, because there is a God, and a gift to everyone in the material world is the ability to connect with a loved one who is now in an infinite and an eternal state.
And you also have another book that came out a couple of years ago, Mark. What was the title?
Never Letting Go. And Never Letting Go is a guide on the journey through grief. The subtitle is Healing Grief with Help from the Other Side. And it teaches people how to recognize when loved ones in spirit are near. It's inspirational in that it provides evidence for the afterlife. And both of my books, they have my concepts and my lessons, but they're driven by real stories of real people.
It's really fascinating information. Evidence of Eternity is Mark's latest book. And I want to thank you, Mark Anthony, psychic lawyer, for joining us today on America Weekend.
Thank you, Valerie. And to all of your listeners, may God bless you.
It's Valerie Smaldon with Leslie Gold on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.